You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 452. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a glorious day no matter where you are in the world and are ready for an epic topic. Because today we're diving into a topic that's more relevant than ever for business owners and brands. And that topic, why every business needs a consistent video strategy. I'm joined by someone who knows this world inside and out, but also I've personally experienced his awesomeness at my 4-day Women in Business conference, 3-day, not 4-day, when he was there being as my videographer. And also I had a private videography shoot with him, which you might be seeing some of that content online right now. And this epic person that I'm speaking about is Aidan Hirst, founder and creative director of Compass Video, a Brisbane-based production company that helps businesses tell their story through strategic high-quality content. With more than 15 years in the industry, Aidan has seen firsthand how video has evolved and, more importantly, how consistency can transform a brand's visibility, engagement, and growth. In today's conversation, Aidan and I were going to unpack why one-off videos aren't enough anymore, what a consistent video strategy really looks like month to month, and the surprising results businesses can see when they finally commit to regular video. So get your pens and paper ready because this is going to be an epic episode. Hey there, Aidan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
I am super excited to have you here because I'm all about strategy, but I'm all about businesses looking at different ways to get more sales, get more leads, and get more money in their pocket. And I know video strategy is definitely one of those ways that people can do that. However, if they do it thoughtfully, if they do it strategically. So I'm super excited to have you on the podcast today.
Yeah, look, I'm here to spill all the beans, everything video.
All right, yes, let's get in, my friend. So we've obviously introduced you to the audience, so we won't go too much more into that. But my first question right off the bat are, you've been doing this for over 15 years, all right? And so you've got some skin in the game. This isn't new for you. But times have changed from even when I started Finley and Me back in 2009, video was hardly even used back then. It was a lot more around blogging and written content than it was in relation to video content. So I'm curious to know, and I'm sure the listeners are also curious to know, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen in video production since you started, both creatively and technically?
Yeah, so I suppose, as you might have said in the intro, I've been doing it for over 15 years now. Mm-hmm. So essentially my whole adult life, in my mid-30s now. And the way it's evolved is, the easy answer to this is obviously social media is the big shift. But even going back about 5 years or so, that wasn't so much the case. Like social media, we're talking about video content in particular here, because that's what we specialize in, but it existed, but it didn't have that real social impact or that sort of reach that you are getting now, especially as we transition to this new and interesting space that is vertical video content. So I guess the biggest change was, it's really been the last 5 years is where I've seen the biggest shift. Prior to 2020, I would say more traditionals like your TV advertising, your brand videos, your more traditional like cinema advertising, that was really impactful from a business standpoint. But now we're seeing that shift more towards, it's a TikTok effect. A lot of people might refer to it as the simplification, the shortening of content. And that's really where the space is heading. And I don't really see it shifting anytime soon. So that's been the biggest shift for me. And It's a very different space to what I've been doing for most of my life, being in broadcast, TV advertising, a little bit of cinema. It's completely different. So,
Now, one of the things I want to touch on there is you talked about a time spanner. You said something, and what prompted me to ask this next question is people's attention spans are also very different than what they were 20 years ago. We weren't consuming as much content as we are now. So I'm just curious to know also, how does video content, like when you think about having to get someone engaged in your particular content and get their attention span, how crucial is those first moments of that video, whatever it is, the hook, that initial, do you know what I mean, sentence, how important is that is to keep them continuing to listen? Because I would suspect that through your years and what you've just talked about, the changes that you've seen in video production, this would also have to be something that we would have to consider in this day and age with our attention span shifting.
Oh, absolutely. Short form video did exist back in the day in the form of commercials. But we've just, like you said, have been bombarded with so much content the past 5 years or so that it's crucial that it is 2 seconds now. It used to be maybe 3 or 4 seconds you can grab someone's attention, but 2 seconds max. If you don't hit them with something straight away, they're gonna swipe away, they're gonna click off. And that's, it's an interesting thing. I want to say it's an unfortunate trend, but I think it's just the reality of things. And the question is, how do you get that attention?
Would you say to that?
Situationally, it depends what you're presenting. If you're a solopreneur or a small business, there's so many different approaches. You can jump on trends that are currently happening in the social space. You can jump straight into some really hard-hitting call to action dialogues, maybe not call to action, but kind of hook lines. Actually, a really good bit of advice for those first few seconds is to get the viewer to ask a question or ask the viewer a question and then get them to think about what you've said in their mind. So, I guess what would be a good example? So, for you, maybe it's like, what would $40,000 a month in revenue mean for your business? Now, say that 2, 3 seconds if you're quick. But it's just something that kind of grabs the attention audibly, visually of the viewer. Yeah, because people might want to learn more about how they could potentially achieve this extravagant number.
No, that's a good answer. And because again, like you said, I remember when I first started business consulting and we talked about websites. And back then you had about 3 to 5 seconds to make sure that you're above the fold, copy was there. There was no slides to actually decrease distraction and increase conversion and things like that. Where now it's like you said, it's closer to 2 to 3 seconds you have for them to go, yep, I'm in the right place. You've said the right things and I'm ready to learn more. So we have to be quicker at getting people in or else they're just going to leave. And then all this time is wasted. And then people cry wolf. So another thing I want to talk about though is you said trends, that there's a lot of, I see controversy on the internet around video form content in relation to jump on the trends, don't jump on the trends. What are your thoughts around jumping on the trends? Can they be of benefit? Can they hinder your authority, your credibility, and your positioning? Are they helpful or does it depend?
I think it depends. It depends what sort of, and we're speaking at an individual level here, what sort of individual or brand you want to represent. If you were, say, what's a very high-strung, very professional, maybe a law firm, maybe chasing the trends might not work for you because it may discredit your credibility if you go for the wrong sort of trend. But someone, if you're someone that does birthday parties, let's say, they're very easy to jump on current trends. And I guess, it is a very broad term when I say trends. But when I say trends, I'm thinking if you look, because we all do it, we all consume this short form video content. If you look at the videos that other people are producing, what is landing for you and how are they representing that content, I think is more what I mean by trends. Maybe not so much is this the Harlem Shake. I think that was 10 years ago, wasn't
Well,
it?
yes, it was a while ago.
Maybe not that so much in a trend, but I think it's just absorbing and recognizing what's working for other people. They say imitation is a form of flattery. Is that the saying?
Yep, that is a saying.
Do it. tastefully. Don't copy people, but take your spin on it. And a little secret in the design space is all designers are copying each other.
100%. But I also say, even with business coaches or with anyone, nothing is anyone's original idea. It's been around for years and years. It's about how you execute it and how you make it your own that becomes unique, right? So I totally agree. If you're going to do a trend, rock and roll it, but still have your spin on it, which therefore, do you know what I mean? Still has a differential point and why people remember you, why you become remarkable. Now, my clients, a lot of them are goal oriented. They like a good goal. Like I said, they like a good strategy. But in your particular niche, specifically around video, how have clients' goals and understanding of video shifted over time?
That's a good question. So I guess, and there are still some elements to this in current day, but a lot of the focus on video content historically was, what is the ROI on video in a monetary sense? But people are starting to shift that sort of mindset a little bit. While there is still an ROI element, it's not as prominent. It is that, but it is also, how will this tie into my other marketing strategies? How will this work for SEO? How will this emphasize the brand or our offers? It's something beyond, I'm going to spend this much and get this much. It's about, I guess the good analogy would be like SEO. SEO is an investment, but it's an investment in establishing yourself as an authority, being recognized in a marketplace. And in a very similar sense, video does that for you, whether it's short form on social media, long form, or landing page testimonial. There's so many elements that can elevate your brand beyond just a ROI standpoint. It's hard to justify. So I have this conversation all the time with prospects, but it is hard to quantify the monetary ROI. And when I say it sounds so bad, but what I mean is, it's not just you spend this and you get this much back. It goes way beyond that, as
100%.
All elements of marketing does.
But also, I think it's important that too, like, so many people that I do discovery calls with at the beginning, and then they soon realize that's not how it's going to work, is they want the quick fixes. They want it fast. They want it speedy. And like you said, they're asking, how much, if I do this many videos, how much money will I make? It fucking depends, right? It depends if your video were to go viral. It depends if your funnels are set up freaking correctly. It depends if your messaging is on point and resonates, do you mean, with the audience. It depends if you are putting out to the right audience. And what I mean by that is, sometimes it will get pushed out to different countries and they're not actually your ideal client. So I think with anything, is people need to understand, what is a short-term ROI and what is the long-term ROI? And I know I do. I've been doing SEO in both of my businesses for the last 15 years. And our third business, we've also started an SEO strategy. I rank page one, spot one for multiple keywords, right? But it didn't happen overnight. And it doesn't stop happening. The level of consistency has been, every single month I've had an SEO strategy in place where I outsource it to the professionals for this entire duration of this business. And it's 8 years of doing it that continues me to be in those page one, spot ones, and continue to get the leads. But I didn't actually see that come to fruition for probably, I'd have to go back, it's so long ago, but at least 12 to 18 months, because there were already other people ahead of me. And that's what it's like. You've got to remember where you're starting and where your competitors are starting. If they started video content strategy years ago, they're going to have way more skin in the game than you are right now. And so just going back to, like, just understanding that video, in my opinion, similar to a podcast, I didn't get a podcast growing it where it is after 7 years, the first year I was even in it. It was a long-term strategy, but that goes to consistency. And I want to talk to you about, there are people who do one-off videos, just like I know people who will start a podcast, they'll do it for 7 episodes and then they stop. Why, in your opinion, do one-off videos? It's just not enough anymore.
Not in the grand scheme of things, no. There are the exceptions to the rules. If you were someone to commission maybe a landing page video for your website, I would say that is a first, like a good dip your toes in approach. But in terms of ongoing marketing, it is, as you said, about consistency. You don't just hit the ground running from the start. And I guess a great kind of example of that is you look at any large global brand, the top 100 brands in the world, your Googles, your Coca-Colas, your Toyotas, these are renowned brands that offer amazing, they offer services that are established worldwide, but they're still spending millions and millions of dollars on video content, whether it be in traditional or new media, as well as other marketing spends as well. But it shows that if they have that global recognition, they still need to spend to keep competitive, to keep on top of their image, to keep on top of their offerings, even though everyone knows who they are.
Great point that again, they just when you're at the top doesn't mean you can stop. If in some ways, when you get to the top, it's actually harder. Because then you've got to stay at the top. And with that, it is, I don't care what anyone says, everything is still a dollars game. If you've got probably Pepsi saying, we'll pay you 8 million for the Super Bowl, and Coke gives them 10 million, Coke's going to outwin them. Do you know what I mean? Because people still are driven by money. Now, you talk about these global top 100 brands, and obviously, again, one thing that is common, they have been consistent with their video strategy. It may have been less at one stage and more at other times within their particular marketing. But I'm curious to know, what are your thoughts? What does it actually look like for a consistent video strategy for, let's just say, a smaller business, the average Joe Blow, do you know what I mean, on a month-to-month basis? You've been carrying that book idea around for months, maybe even years. You've got expertise to share, stories to tell, and a message that could change lives. But there's always that but between client work, family, and life, that book stays in your head instead of readers' hands. That's where the expert author community comes in. The EAC program, headed up by renowned book coach and editor Kelly Irvine, has helped hundreds of authors go from idea to published book without overwhelm, guesswork, or idea isolation. It's designed for busy, ambitious professionals, maybe such as yourself, who want to nail their most powerful, impactful, commercially viable book idea, write with confidence using a proven method, and publish and market their book so it actually works for their brand and business. You'll get group coaching with leading publishing experts, a step-by-step curriculum, and a tight-knit community of published authors who have been there before. So whether you're just exploring an idea or polishing your final draft, you'll have the tools, feedback, and accountability to finally get it done. And here's the best bit. Many members land book deals, win awards, and grow their businesses before their book is even finished. So if you've been waiting for the right time to write your book, this is it. Learn more about the EAC program at expertauthor.community.
Yeah, so consistent. Well, it really is having that social presence. Social media is the way to get your skin in the game the easiest. And it's not just video, it's a multitude of things. But if we're talking just video, like a consistent strategy is assigning, okay, we're going to post one video a week or one video a month, whatever it might be, for the next 12 months. And you can start really simple. Like, we live in a world where we all have a mini computer with a camera and a microphone in our pockets at all times. That's the best way to just jump in and, I guess, get yourself in the game, as you said. Consistency through consistency. It is staying on track. It is showing your social audience what you're about, what you do, the people behind your company, and just staying consistent. I seem to be saying consistent quite a lot.
But it's an important factor, and this is where so many people get shiny object syndrome, and they'll do, oh yes, I'm going to commit to video, but then they're like, oh, screw video, I'm going to go to the podcast, screw video or screw podcasting, I'm going to now go do I mean back to TikTok. Like, they don't, I've been at podcasting for over 7 years now, one show every single week. Sometimes we did two. There was one week that I didn't do an episode, 2 weeks actually. One week was when I was told by my team, and we switched names from the Business and Life Conversations to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show to give it a week. Do you know what I mean? Because of algorithm. And another time I was really sick. But besides that, shit has been consistent for 7 years, over almost 400 weeks. But it has paid off in dividends because when people listen to my podcast, they're closer to conversion than anything else. SEO are my hardest people to convert because they are super cold. But then when they get in my ecosystem, give them take 12 to 18 months. And then, but the podcast, if they listen to the podcast, and I get them on a call, they almost are 100% conversion. But again, I had to keep showing up even on days when I didn't want to. But with the video strategy though, yes, you say we all have the phones in our back pocket. And yes, we all have microphones. But if you have two people and one person pulls out their phone and just starts yapping, and person two pulls out their phone and they've got a hook, 30 seconds mapped out, a call to action, and they're solving a problem or building authority, that other, the second person's going to win every time. If you look at, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
the
yes.
Overall ROI. So when you think about people, for the people that do just have their phone in their back pocket, costs are minimal, for example, what do they still need to consider to create content worthy content?
In terms of a, like a technical standpoint or just in a sort of mindset?
I would just say if I were to pull my phone out right now and you're like, and tonight you're going to post this video, what would you say I need to have in that video in order for it to have its best shot of reaching more people and for people to staying engaged in that video?
Okay, so let's work backwards a little bit here. So what is the big, what is your big offer that you want to promote as much as possible? What's a program or an offering that...
Oh, it's okay, business... let's go Women in Business Conference. We only have 20 tickets left for our 3-day Women in Business Conference, but our model this year has been all roads lead to 3-day Women in Business Conference.
Okay, so if you were to pull out your phone, I would say your initial hook would be, you've got to look at what you're promoting and what the urgency is. So your opening hook could be something along the lines of, there's only 20 spots left to secure a, do we put a monetary number to this or do we keep it more vague? Let's say to secure 40K a month in your business, you just straight up say to the camera that.
Yeah.
Then you'd lead into the sort of meat of it. At we're hosting the Women in Business Conference this October into November, and we only have 20 seats left. So if you want to meet up with like-minded business owners, learn how to grow beyond six figures and be supported by a wonderful group of women entrepreneurs, this is your chance. Book in now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you need to say. You probably have to have a few takes of it, but
yes,
doing it cold like that, easy.
Perfect. Because I could almost imagine the listener going, okay, that's well and good. I've got, and I know there's more, and I know you've got programs and things like this, but it's just like to keep shit simple. I'm like, what could they do? Because like I said, anyone can pull their phone out and start talking. And I've actually seen people who have a fairly big audience and they just talk about the birds and the bees and the cats. But when it comes to making money, they're still not making money because they're not actually strategic about what they're talking about to move people from, say, Instagram over to their funnel. They just keep them there. They're happy to stay there, but they're not happy to pay. And I don't know about you, but if I'm in business, I'm wanting to make money. I'm just not doing a podcast for shits and giggles every week for 7 years to go, yay, I'm just so glad I got to just, do you know what I mean? I don't know, spend 2 hours a week and then pay for my production team to then make the episode. There's got to be strategy.
Oh, yes. And I think a lot of it comes down to the value proposition, your sort of your value add to customers. And if you can present that in a quick, succinct way, which you'll be able to at a Women in Business Conference, that is the way to make, get engagement and make conversions.
Love it. And what would you say are when people come to you? Actually, I at time of recording, I am 2 weeks away from doing a full day strategy session with you, which is a very big thing for me because I like to keep shit the same. So I run my Bali retreat. I run my business or like Women in Business. I do the same programs. I'm a pretty simple character, right? But this video content creation is something completely out of the ordinary. I'm getting hair and makeup done. You gave me some guidance around a studio location that we can use for our half day shoot. We are putting together, do you know what I mean, what I will particularly say to help my authority and credibility. But I'm, oh shit, shit's about to get real because even though I'm quite visible on the internet, I've done it in a safe way that worked for me, but this is a stretch for me. This is okay. I'm gonna have to step up my game here. Right. And so what, and I don't know what to expect. I expect goodness, obviously, from you, but I'm still like, ooh, I don't know what this will actually look like. So I'm curious to know what surprises clients most when they start working with you on a regular basis that they may not have ever considered before working with you?
It's a great question. First of all, you're going to be great. Yeah. I know that you're going to be great. Having your experience in podcasting is going to make the experience so much smoother. But I guess some of the things that people don't really understand are, and this has been historic all throughout my life, is how much work is involved, not just on location, because that's the big day, but the bulk of the work is actually before and after filming happens. There's countless hours of bigger jobs. Social media can get away with a little bit of prep. You always mm-hmm. need a little bit of prep, but for the bigger jobs, it's countless days of mm-hmm. prep and post-production and all sorts of things. But when you're on set as well, people, unless they've done it before, they don't realize how long things take.
Yes.
I think it's not just, I mean, it can be if you're doing it for the first time, but when you're working with professional production companies, it is, okay, we're going to arrive at this time. We're going to spend this long setting up cameras, lights, audio equipment. There's a lot of conversations around logistics and time between actually shooting. Like, you might shoot for 5 minutes, but that might take an hour and a half to sort of prep for. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting for me, but it's equally exhausting for the participants or the stars of the show. But having said that, I think a lot of people, while they are exhausted, after they've shot, they are a lot more appreciative of the work that we do. And I'm not trying to blow smoke up my ass or anything. It takes a lot, especially when you get to a certain level of production. Like, there's so many moving parts. And even for me, it can be overwhelming, the amount of moving parts that there are sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just the time commitment, the effort. But it's like the amount of effort you put in is what you get out.
So, exactly.
Yes. And the results speak for themselves.
And it's funny that you said that, because for me, I was like, anyone who knows me knows I'm happy to show up in a hoodie, sweatpants, and flip-flops. And I do that on multiple occasions. But in this instance, I was like, I really need to think outside the box, because if this is trying to help position me, I probably need to do hair and makeup. I probably need to order a few outfits that people haven't seen online. So it's not like they don't feel like it's fatigue content, or they scroll past it because they're saying like me in the same outfit type scenario. And I was like, oh, and to me, that does feel heavy for me because I hate clothes. And I was like this, but I was like, but it's a necessity. And exactly what you said, what you put in is what you're going to get out. Mm. So if I don't make the space to hire the clothes like I did the last couple of weeks and make the space, you as a production team can only make me look so glamorous. Do you know what I mean? With the equipment you have, I still have to show up. And also there's a feeling that when you do your hair and makeup and get your clothes on, you also present differently, which you, I'm assuming, can capture through the lens. And that will come through to, again, for me, my main thing is build authority, trust, and credibility. Again, that's just life. Where are you only half-assing it? And I was in a training this past week, and I think the same about video production or video content at the moment is this. If you went and wrote an email right now, and it was ChatGPT'd, or you've outsourced this to someone else to do your video, would you actually read your own or watch your own video? Do you actually read your own email? And if you can't say that you would, then you got to make some fucking changes because it's, again, you're only going to get. So I'm very big about not outsourcing my emails, my video production, et cetera, my podcast, because it's me that brings the heart and the energy to that. And that's what I'm curious to know. How is AI messing things up in the space? Because I remember Roland Fraser, business acquaintance. Do you know what I mean? He probably wouldn't even know who I am, but he's big over in America. He's known as kind of like the closing, like a closer, and was selling businesses. And I remember I was in a mastermind right when AI was coming out. And he had his team go and create an entire webinar series from sales page to copy, even to the video of him. He didn't even record the own webinar. And it was freaking crazy because I was like, holy shit. I was like, he had that done. Now, granted, the video production looked like one of those bauble dolls. Do you mean like the head bouncing? So it still didn't look 100% as it does. It's so much better now, 2 years and almost 3 years on from when that happened. But I was going, hold on. I would almost feel duped if I bought this webinar and it wasn't actually a live human being. Now, granted, he was new. He was just testing things, but I believe, and don't quote me, I know I did a recording about this earlier, but I think within that, like he'd made over $1 million off of that funnel within a very short amount of time. And I was thinking, holy shit, if that's happening, other people are happening. But where is AI screwing things up when it comes to video content?
It's an interesting topic because obviously right now it is the big, it's gone beyond a buzzword, hasn't it? It's become
Isn't it
the
crazy?
Reality. Yeah.
Yes.
It's an interesting space. And you gave a good example of that in the ChatGPT email generation. I think we've reached the saturation point where people can tell if someone's written an email with ChatGPT. Would you?
100.
Yeah.
Again, the emojis, the M dashes, everything.
Oh, yes. And obviously there are ways around it. But I think people ask me, are you worried about AI? And I said, not yet. Give it 10 years and I might be. But right now, it doesn't concern me at all. Just for the very fact, in a similar sense, if everyone is jumping on the AI bandwagon for video, and how do you stand out? I guess that's the question I ask to those people. And yeah, I think as well, the situation you gave where you asked the question, would I watch this back myself, is a very important one to ask, because if you can't watch it yourself, then why should your audience? And it rings true. Like for me, the reason I've been doing it for so long is because I love doing it. It's easy for me to get out of bed and get this done every day, but it's saturation. It's, if you're not in it, if you're just doing it to, like you said, tick boxes, then it doesn't come across. It doesn't make your conversion. It doesn't get your message across. Yeah, I think I was going to say something else, but I've forgotten.
That's all right. This happens sometimes when we're on a good conversation that we jump. That's why I have to script everything, because I'm like, oh my goodness, I'll start talking about the birds and the bees and we're supposed to be talking about video. So yeah, so listen, I can't encourage people enough to be able to connect with you, because you are one of our sponsors for our 3-day Women in Business Conference. You're also our videographer for the 3-day Women in Business Conference. I'm about to come and do a half day with you. So I can't report yet, ladies and gentlemen, didn't even have that went, but I believe it's going to be absolutely amazing. But at the end of it, as I said, as when we started this podcast, is consistency and strategy. And if you're needing consistency, and if you're needing strategy, and you're needing someone who's been in this space for a while, how can these amazing humans connect with you, Aiden? And what do you have, do you mean, coming up that might interest them and in helping them increase their visibility, their marketing with video content?
Yes. If you want to connect with me, it's very simple. Compassvideo.com.
Fantastic.
That has all the info you'd ever need. Otherwise, reach out. I'm on socials. Just look me up.
So Compass Video, my friends, is where you want to see. And if you're not already following me on Instagram, make sure you do, because I will be doing a lot of behind the scenes when we start to do our day production together, which, like I said, I'm shitting myself quietly, but I'm ready for the challenge. Now, there's two final things that I would love to ask is, first thing is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Good question. Probably, if I was to go back to the start, I would say, don't do things because, actually, no, that's not what I'm going to say. I was going to say, do things you want to do, but make, oh, no, scrap that. I don't like that.
Okay,
and this is
take
what it's
two.
Like recording a video, by the way. we'll have plenty of takes. Oh, you're going to have to cut this short. I'm going to have to think about it. Let's go to the next question.
Okay. Yep. Oh my goodness. We'll clean this up on the audio. Yes. And then no, that's really fine. And no, I think that was it. I thought I had two questions. I only had the final one, which was, again, where can they find you, which you told us at Compass Video. And then again, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
I think for me, there has to be a purpose towards what I do. I can't just do it because I enjoy doing it. That's a big part of it, but I wanted to just say that you need to do something because you enjoy it, but it also has a purpose and it adds value to individuals and businesses.
I love it, which is so true. If you don't have a purpose, you're just floundering. And if it doesn't bring you joy, then you're still equally floundering. So you've got to be able to bring those together. So I love that. Thank you.
No, you're most welcome.
All right, my friend, thank you so much for being here today. I greatly appreciate your wisdom, specifically around why every business needs a consistent video strategy. And for you, you amazing listener, make sure you head to angelahenderson.com.au. Click on our podcast link to get all of Aiden's amazing information. But I hope you have a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again for another epic podcast interview. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.